If you've noticed a man in your neighborhood, paintbrush in hand, sitting in front of an easel and canvas, there's a chance it's Pittsburgh artist Ron Donahue. He's a plein air painter, meaning he paints in the open. Recent works include his 90 Neighborhoods series, which is on display at the Heinz History Center. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia recently spoke with Donahue at his studio in Lawrenceville.
You've been painting Pittsburgh for more than 25 years. How did you get started doing this, and how has your work sort of grown and evolved over the years?
Even though I had a degree in art education, I really consider myself fairly self-taught. And I worked with at museums with curators and registrars and art historians, and I studied a lot of artists. I've taken workshops with other painters. I did attend the California College of Arts and Crafts in Oakland, California for a while. I think I've finally found my voice after about 25 years. My skills are better and I'm more proficient. I can see the painting in my mind's eye before I start it, and I'm able to create it.
So tell me about that process. From the moment you identify something, visualizing in your mind.
As a painter, when my eyes are open, I'm actually painting in a way. I'm looking for possible subjects or lighting situations. So it's not just driving. I think driving's okay, but it's better to be walking. You really feel the light and atmosphere and the possibilities from being directly confronted with your subject. I have my paints with me at all times, and it's not uncommon for me just to pull off and make a small sketch that later may become a larger painting.
Take me to when you're doing one of these paintings, when you're out in the open in a neighborhood. What are you thinking? What are you doing?
I'm always nervous to start off. You know, people think painting's fun. I would say I enjoy what I do, but it's not fun. It's in some ways stressful because I'm confronted with, can I make a decent painting here? Am I going to be approached by strangers? Am I in their parking space? There's a lot of miscellaneous things, but I usually get my gear out pretty quickly and put it on the sidewalk and get set up because I know I'm being watched. I will get something started within 10 minutes without walking around looking too suspicious. And from that point, it's not uncommon to scrape it off to start again. I would say I need 2 to 3 hours on a site because then after that, the light and shadows have changed so drastically that I would have to start a different painting.
What are some fascinating, interesting aspects to painting Pittsburgh?
It feels like the history is in front of us everywhere we look. And we're really lucky here because we have this amazing geography. So wherever I am, there's you know, layers of Pittsburgh that you can see, like the downtown building sticking up from the West End or even Carrick. It just seems so interesting and still gnarly enough that I'm intrigued by that. You know, I'm not painting a postcard, but I'm trying to get at the deeper meaning of why Pittsburgh is interesting.
Now, going outside of Pittsburgh, where else have you painted?
I have two worlds that I paint. One is Pittsburgh, and the other is Cambria County, where I grew up and went to the county fairs and factories. I painted everything from gas stations to the calves on the farm, and really just wanted to dig deeper and deeper about what it was and kind of made a connection with my history through my painting. So I think it's a really interesting contrast. I find being in the country for a few days is a nice contrast to me painting in the city.
What keeps you going? Why do you continue to do this?
I just love it. I feel like I'm born to do this. And there's nothing else I'd rather do every day. So I almost leap out of bed to get to my studio and to get out to work sometimes, because every day I think this might sound corny, but it might be the day I create a masterpiece. I don't know. But it might be the day I scrape off everything I do. I don't know. There's just the possibility. I love catching the moment of a day and recording that day. It's the world that I live in, my lifetime in paintings.